This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
On Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie and Dean. And joining us is the international superstar, singer-songwriter Mika, who is currently doing a world tour and hitting Australia and New Zealand with his Revelation tour. Hi, Mika. How are you?
Good, thank you.
How has the world tour been so far?
Tours are a funny thing because they just... You get into this world where... The only thing that matters is the show, and it's been going now for about 6 months, and it's going to keep on going until November. So it's hard not to let your entire life around you fall apart as the only thing that matters is the show every single night, and you're moving from country to country. It takes a lot of discipline, but it's been great getting back on the road. It's been a while since I've done a tour as big as this, and it's really important for an artist like me to defend himself on the stage. Because what I do is quite particular. And if you to make it all make sense, I have to get on stage. So it's not just, a good thing to do. It's actually an essential thing for me to do.
You do have a very unique and different sound. Life in Cartoon Motion, when you first debuted your album, Into the World, it was pop music like we hadn't heard before. You certainly made your mark. And of course, now it's a long time since then now, 5 albums, been 11 years since you've been in Australia, which is really exciting. But the evolution of your sound, where it is still unique, it is still very you, but you're introducing us to music your way and in a different way, must be really exciting to explore for audiences to hear.
It's exciting. It's also a pain in the ass. because the truth is, I make this very melodic pop music, right? And it's quite poetic in all the stories that it tells and everything, but it doesn't really fit into commercial formats. So I'm kind of like the odd man out, because if I was making just kind of like more, let's say, more classifiably alt or indie music, then even classical music, it's easier to place me. Like, it's really hard to place me. But that is something that I really defend. That's something that I think is really important to kind of stay true to this colorful, melodic, kind of poetic pop. And even if it is a contradiction in itself to make quite alternative pop music, I think it's a good thing. But yeah, being on stage and presenting a show, whether it's a big arena show like the ones we've been doing for the past 6 months, or whether it's just, a theater musical show like the one that we're bringing to Australia, it still has concept. It still has a show that's divided into chapters, and each chapter is a different color. And there's a reason for it, and the songs fit into that. And it's kind of like it's a provocation. It's to coax my audience into this kind of place where their defenses are just dropped a little bit. And people behave differently after about 45 minutes. And they leave the show in a completely different energy than the one they had when they came in with.
That's something that's really exciting. And for you as a performer, it must be great to take them on that journey where it's very much about your sound and transforming it. But like you said, you're touring around the world for a year. Is it strange to constantly take audiences on that journey and then have to start all over again?
No. No, it's not, because also I'm mean a different thing in different territories. Like, I am completely a different kind of artist, and I'm regarded like a different kind of artist in France than I am in Germany, than I am in Holland. Like, for example, in Holland, where I am right now, we're doing a residency, and we're doing this beautiful, 2,000 capacity venue, and we're doing it every night for a week. Whereas right across, literally 2 hours in a car, we're doing only arenas. And with a huge show with like 6 trucks and 50 crew. But that wouldn't have worked in Holland, even it just wouldn't. And so I'm constantly destabilized. I'm constantly having to kind of like, oh shit, okay, oh damn it, like what's going to happen now? What am I going to do now? And I have no idea what's going to happen in Australia.
You're on Joy 94.9 and we're speaking to Mika, who is coming here as part of his Revelation tour. He's hitting New Zealand this weekend and then hitting Australia, and we can't wait. More Mika coming up after this. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And does this sound familiar? That's right, it's Mika. And we are speaking to Mika, who is coming to Australia as part of his Revelations tour. He's hitting New Zealand this weekend and then Australia next week, thanks to Frontier Touring. And I decided to ask Mika all about what it's like coming back to Australia after 11 years of not being here to perform.
I went to Australia early on and in my career, and then I was supposed to do a bunch of festivals, and I actually lost my hearing. I lost 60% of my hearing, and I had to cancel all my summer festivals, and it was a bit of a disaster because of that. You know, it was a real letdown. And in the end, over the past 10 years, I was always asking to go back, and it was only by changing my entire team and agent team that I was able to actually, you know, go back in and get this booked. So I'm really happy that it finally happened, because I changed my team and Frontier got me in within, you know, about a month of me changing my agent.
Wonderful.
Booking to come. But I know that I've got some work to do. I know that I've got to reconnect with an audience that, because I'm not on TV in Australia, hasn't really, you know, hasn't been able to see what I do or what I've been developing. And so I think it's a really important set of shows.
I think what's exciting for us is what you've been able to do here within Australia and New Zealand, where you're going to for the first time, is really just stand on the merits of your work, of your music. And that's what we know, and that's what we've heard. Of course, when we mention Mika, everyone automatically dives in straight into Life in Cartoon Motion. Your very first debut album, it touched a chord with so many different people in so many different ways, and with the sound that's done that as well. But the evolution of your sound every single time another album has been released, and with your latest album last year, it just shows something completely different, a complete maturity of sound, and it speaks to people in a different way. My Name is Michael Holbrook is the album that I'm obviously talking about, and it must be really great to reintroduce yourself in a way, because we are in that medium now where TV lets us see musicians here, there and everywhere, but you're able to come back to Australia, which you are doing this weekend and next week, and just give us your music the way in which you want to play it for us. So that must be really wonderful.
It really is. And it really is also able to... I like is that I can actually even, like, give a bit of me away. Because whenever you stand on stage and you sing five albums worth of stuff, like, I'm not just going to do, you know, safety hits, and I'm not just going to do all new stuff. I'm going to tell a story, and the story is a very personal, intimate one, which is kind of, you know, why the show is called the Revelation Tour. Whether it's the big show or the small show, it doesn't matter. It's still extremely revealing. And that provocation of intimacy is something that's so rare in pop music nowadays. You know, if I think of the best shows my entire life, especially when I was like a teenager, and I think of the best concerts, it's the ones where the audience melts away and I felt like I was the only person in the room with the artist. And that is what you have to provoke, and that's what I'm aiming to do.
Well, we're so excited to have you coming and touring Australia and New Zealand. We've been speaking to Mika on Mad Wednesday. He's hitting our shores and we can't wait to hear your music live. It's going to be so wonderful. Mika, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me, and I'll see you very soon.
You can catch Mika as part of his Revelation tour. He's hitting Auckland on this Saturday at the Auckland Town Hall, then on Monday night in Brisbane at the Tivoli, then on Wednesday next week, the 26th of Feb, at the Enmore Theatre in Sydney, and finally in Melbourne, my own hometown, at the Forum on Thursday, the 27th of February. Mika's Revelation Tour. What are you doing? Get there. Go and see it. Buy your tickets. It's going to be amazing. And thanks to Frontier Touring for helping us secure that interview. He's running around the world like crazy, so we're grateful that Mika took the time to speak to us.
been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.